That's right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 4th of November. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1501, Catherine of Aragon met her betrothed Arthur Tudor 10 days before they were to be married. Now, poor old Arthur, he died only 5 months later, and Catherine would go on to marry his more famous younger brother, Henry VIII. Catherine would also become the first female ambassador in European history, and although she's probably most famously remembered for her part in the love triangle between herself, Henry, and Anne Boleyn, which led to the annulment of their marriage and the assertion of the divine right of kings in England, she was a very influential figure and a patron of women and the poor. Even an enemy of hers, the first Earl of Essex, Thomas Cromwell, said that Catherine, if not for her sex, she could have defied all the heroes of history. In 1791, the Western Confederacy of American Indians won a major victory over the United States in the Battle of the Wabash. Now, one of the worst defeats in percentage of casualties suffered by the United States Army, with over 600 soldiers captured or killed out of a force of around 1,000. It was also the largest victory ever won by American Indians. On November 4th in 1921, Japanese Prime Minister Haritakashi, the first commoner appointed to the office of Prime Minister of Japan and a divisive figure in Japanese politics, he was assassinated in Tokyo, stabbed to death by a right-wing railroad switchman by the name of Nakaoka Kenichi. In 1922, British archaeologist Howard Carter and his men found the entrance to Tutankhamun's tomb in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt on the 4th of November. They're little knowing, of course, that opening the tomb, unsealing the tomb, would lead them to be cursed by the mummy itself. I have actually visited those tombs in the Valley of the Kings, some really extraordinary workmanship, and it is very hard to believe. As you walk around the area, there are still believed to be many more of the tombs hidden away in the hills around you. In 1929, Richard Byrd, Lawrence McKinley Gould, and their polar expedition team began a 2.5-month, 1,500-mile dog sled journey into the Queen Maud Mountains. This was the first exploration of the interior of Antarctica. In 1933, on November 4th, cricketing legend Donald Bradman scored 200 runs in a New South Wales versus Queensland match in 184 minutes. On your Donny, good effort. In 1952, the United States government established the National Security Agency, or NSA. And finally, as we lead into the presidential election over in the States, November 4th in 2008 marks the day the Obama-rama. Barack Obama became the first person of biracial or African descent to be elected President of the United States. As we do, we've got some famous birthdays for you as well. November 4th, would you believe former Prime Minister Tony Abbott is 59 today? He's looking good for it. I do say former, but should be adding maybe former and incoming Prime Minister Tony Abbott. I guess time will tell. He's a big fan of the coverage here on 2SER, so happy birthday, Tone. Doris Roberts, best known for her role as Marie Barone in Everybody Loves Raymond. She was born on this day in 1925, passed earlier this year. Hot Lips Houlihan, Loretta Swit of MASH fame, great program. She is 79 today, so happy birthday, Hot Lips. And All Right, All Right, All Right, star of Screen, Matthew McConaughey, is 47 years old. He keeps getting older, and those high school girls, I tell you what, they stay the same age. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. If you haven't seen him in the first season of True Detective, I would check it out. Really great show. Got some famous musos for you as well. Larry Bunker, American jazz drummer, vibraphonist and percussionist, very influential in West Coast jazz, and a member of the Bill Evans Trio. We've been hearing a little bit of Elsa from 1965 with Larry on the drums underneath. He was born on this day in 1928 and passed in 2005. Scottish child singer Lena Zavaroni, the youngest person in history to have an album in the top 10 of the UK albums chart at only 10 years old. She was born on this day in 1963. Tom Greenhall of the Mekons is 60 today. Pata of the Japanese heavy metal band X Japan, he is 51. Sean Combs, Puff Daddy or P Diddy or Big Daddy Puff, whatever he's calling himself these days, is 47. And we are going in on something just a little bit different here on this day in history.
Got pants in pocket. Got paddle. I'm gonna use it. Intention.
That turn going out to James Honeyman Scott, the English rock guitarist, songwriter, and founding member of the band The Pretenders. He was born on this day in 1956, died far, far too young at only 25 years old. I must admit, my very favourite Pretenders song is actually a tribute to him, Back on the Chain Gang. Beautiful song, but I thought I'd better play you out on one that he actually had a hand in. Written by him and Chrissy Hyde, this is Brass in Pocket, taking us out for 2SER on This Day in History.
Something winking.